When I think about Easter, I always am prone to think about just the glorious resurrection and all that was happening that day and all that Jesus was about. But the last time I was reading this account from John about the resurrection, I also found that the theme of fear was very big in the account of the resurrection. There was Mary who went to the temple or to the tomb, and she discovered that it was empty. The stone had been rolled away. Jesus wasn't in there. And so what happened was, Scott found his mic. I talk with my hands and arms all the time. I usually knock things over, so why not the mic? So she goes to Peter and John and says, the body's gone. I don't know where they've laid them. Her fear was, what happened to the body? It's not here. Not that he rose, but someone must have taken it. Then a little bit later, we heard in the gospel today that there's this moment when the disciples are together, except for Thomas, and it talks about they were huddling together because the door was locked, and they were fearful of the Jews. They were filled with fear. The resurrection had happened, but they were still filled with fear. And the fear was, what's going to happen to us? If they crucified Jesus, are they going to come after us, his followers? And so they were filled with fear. There was also the fear of Thomas. And his fear was a fear of believing. Because for Thomas, obviously, this had taken a tremendous emotional toll on him. The one he had followed for 3 years, he knew was dead. The last he saw him, he was dead. And there's almost, with people, that you can be fearful of believing something because of you're protecting yourself, because if it turns out not to be true, you don't want to be devastated again. So Thomas does what some people do with fear or grief. They go and they want to be by themselves. Now, the miracle in the gospel reading today, there's many, but one of the miracles is that Jesus comes to meet the people in their fear right where they're at. He loved his disciples so much that he didn't wait for them to come to some a conclusion that, well, maybe Jesus truly rose from the dead, but he meets them in their place of confusion and fear. And he comes into that room and he says, peace be with you. Jesus didn't enter that room saying, come on, guys, how many times did I tell you I was going to rise from the dead? How many times did I say it? I told you over and over and over, you stupid disciples, what's wrong with you? No, Jesus doesn't judge them. He doesn't beat them up. He comes with love. Love casts out fear. He comes with his presence and he says, peace be with you. And it talks about at that moment, that encounter with Jesus, that they were overjoyed. There was excitement. There was a realization that it was true. Jesus had risen from the dead. He had defeated death. He was once again with them. Thomas, the disciples say, Thomas, we've seen the Lord. And Thomas says, I'm not going to believe you unless I touch the nail prints of his hands. I place my hand in his side that was pierced. I'm not going to believe. Jesus, of course, Thomas is later with the disciples, the rest of them. Jesus comes in. Jesus doesn't beat him up. Jesus doesn't say, "You stupid Thomas, you never get it right." He doesn't judge him, but he comes in perfect love to Thomas. And he knows Thomas is having trouble believing, but he meets Thomas right in his unbelief, and he says, "Okay, Thomas, you had these conditions. I'm going to go with them. Come and touch my hands. Come and touch my side." And Thomas at that moment is not only filled with joy and excitement. There's a thing that goes on in Thomas that he says, "My Lord and my God." That he wasn't just excited about this encounter that Jesus was alive and was with him, but he understood something about Jesus, that he was Lord and he was God. And it all happened because Jesus met each of these guys right where they're at. Sometimes I think when people doubt that, sometimes Christians try to correct them and say, well, just stop doing that. Stop doubting and believe. But Jesus doesn't do that. He says, "I'm going to visit those who are afraid. I'm going to visit those who doubt. And by my presence with them, I'm going to deliver them from a spirit of fear. I'm going to deliver them from a spirit of doubt." Because this is something that happens not simply in a person's mind, it's something that happens in their soul, in their spirit. When they encounter the risen Christ, fear is defeated. Hallelujah. Now, I look at the world today and I'm thinking, there is so much fear. There's so much fear. There's a person I ran into, and the person's a Christian. And she just went on and on about how fearful she was of the things going on in the world, things in America, things in the world, rumors of wars, persecutions. And she just went on and on, and she was just so full of fear. And I thought, this is a person that says she knows Jesus. How do these two things match up? What's missing? Fear of illness. I found being 71, about to be 72, all of a sudden, you come to the realization, hey, I'm going home to Jesus eventually. It's nearer today than it was yesterday. Reality. This great body of mine is falling apart. It never was great, but I like to say that. Falling apart. I got this arthritis going. And and the Lord has healed me many times, but I also recognize I got a new hip and I got new metal plates in my wrists, and I'm not the same person I once was. So sometimes people are fearful of getting old. They try to fight it. They try to fight it. There's all sorts of neat makeup probably you can get. I'm sure no one here would use it, but sometimes people are fearful of getting old. Fearful for their children, fearful for their grandchildren, fearful of failing, fearful of not finding employment, fearful of not having finances needed, fearful of where the church might head. There's fear. And each person might experience it in a different way, but what the Lord, I believe, says this morning is, it's good that you believe the scriptures, but I want to go to a place where there is faith that comes through encountering me, the risen Lord. I believe the Lord wants to break a spirit of fear today. It might just be for one person, might be two or three, might be all of us in some way. But that the Lord wants to break the spirit of fear. And so what he does is he says, I want to meet each person that has fear. I want to meet them in that fear. And as they encounter me, the power of fear will be reduced and broken in lives. What would that look like? Let's stand. Lord, as you know, we're complex. Although you see us in a very simple way, but we get confused. And Lord, there are so many things we say and that are true of Scripture, but yet our hearts aren't quite there with our words. That Lord, you see us and you love us so much and you see us in this world we live in today with so much confusion in the country, confusion in the world, powers and principalities rising up against each other. Lord, we're concerned for our children and our grandchildren, and Lord, we're fearful of what might happen to them or come upon them. We're fearful of what might happen to us, Lord. We're fearful of our financial situation. We're fearful of failing again, Lord. It just places, Lord, and beyond these spoken, that we find fear operating in our life. But Lord, thank you that you are the same God of love that visited your disciples and met them in their unbelief, in their brokenness, in their weakness. And Lord, you came and you didn't condemn them. You didn't judge them. You loved them, Lord. You said, peace be with you. You shared your peace with those disciples. Even though they had made many mistakes, you still love them just the same. And so, Lord, we thank you for those encounters that through that, Lord, you released your disciples from fear. You brought them into a place of finding what it is to be in the eye of the hurricane with you, Lord. With all the stuff going on around them, they discovered you in the eye of that storm, and there was peace, and fear was broken. So, Lord, for us this morning, that deal with fear. I pray, Lord, that you would just reach out now and begin to minister, to bring the presence of Jesus personally to us this morning where there's fear.